Once again, this is Jim Rau. Thank you for listening today. We are going to take a look at the teachings that Jesus taught, some of the instructions that he gave his disciples, his apostles, before he was crucified, before he went to the cross. Jesus prepared his apostles and he told them that I'm going to be leaving, that I'm going to leave you, but I will not leave you alone. There will be a helper to be left with you. And I'm sure the apostles were very disappointed and discouraged at that point. They probably didn't understand, had no idea how Jesus could be leaving them, and yet he said, it's going to be better for me to go so that the Holy Spirit would be given to you. And I'm sure they were questioning. They had many questions. They had many doubts. And of course, we know at the crucifixion and at the time of the crucifixion, they were scattered in their fear. They were scattered in unbelief and doubt. And yet he had prepared them with this teaching. And so they were able to remember the teaching that he had given them. They were able to remember these things that he had told them. And so they were comforted with these words. They were instructed with these words. They had an idea when they thought about it and reflected back on what he taught them that this was what he was talking about, the Holy Spirit, the Helper, the Paraclete, that was going to be given to them. And so we can take a look at John, the 14th chapter, verse 16. If you have your Bible there, turn it to John, verse 16 in chapter 14. And it says, I will pray the Father, this is Jesus speaking to the apostles, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Helper, that he may abide with you forever. That is, that the Helper may abide with you forever. And verse 17, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And so the apostles were probably very perplexed at that time. They were probably wondering, how can this dwell in us? How can this be with us all the time? Jesus is leaving. We don't see God. He's not with us. So how can this Helper be with us and abide with us for all eternity or for forever? And in verse 26 in chapter 14, Jesus goes on to say, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring remembrance all that I said to you. And so he told them that you're going to be able to remember the things that I've told you because the Holy Spirit will bring it to you. And he will be your helper. He will bring to you and teach you all things. And that's an instruction for you and I, brothers and sisters. It's an instruction that we can bank on. It's a promise from the Lord that he will teach us. The Holy Spirit will teach us all things. And there's no situation, there's no circumstance in your life today, whatever is going on in your life, whether it has to do with relationships, whether it has to do with ministry, whether it has to do with your finances, whether it has to do with your job or anything in your life, the Holy Spirit will give you counsel. He will give you teaching. He will give you the truth in every situation, and you just need to learn to ask him. You just need to learn to listen. You just need to learn to be quiet and be still at times and listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. And when he speaks to you, then be obedient to what he says. And when he speaks to you, then receive into your heart that counsel and that wisdom and that instruction from the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus says in 14:26, he will teach you all things and he will bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. And then as we go on in John 15, verse 26, Jesus says, but when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. In other words, the Holy Spirit is in complete agreement. The Holy Spirit and God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son are in complete agreement. They will never testify against each other. They will never speak against each other. Whatever the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you know that is coming from the Father. You know that is coming from Jesus Christ. It is not anything in contradiction to what the Father wants for your life. It is never going to be in contradiction to what Jesus wants for your life, because the three are in perfect unity. And the Trinity, that word Trinity is not found in the Bible, but we see the concept, we see the reality of it, we see the manifestation of it many, many places through the Bible, and they are always in unity, and the purpose of the kingdom of God is always fulfilled in whatever the Holy Spirit speaks to you, and whatever Jesus Christ speaks through the Holy Spirit to you. The kingdom of God is always glorified, and the kingdom of God is always exalted and raised up and moved forward when the Holy Spirit speaks. And verse 27 in John chapter 15, "And you apostles will also bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning." In other words, he's saying that you've been with me, you've walked with me, you've seen me perform the miracles, you've seen me speak the truth, you know that I am truth, you know that I've lived a life of perfection, of sinless perfection before you. And so Jesus said that you will bear witness of me, and your witness will also coincide, or your witness will be in agreement with the witness of the Holy Spirit. Well, we go on to John chapter 16, verse 13, and Jesus gives more instruction. He says, "Whenever he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." Well, that is the way, brothers and sisters, that is the way that we can have prophetic insight. That is the way that we can know things that are going to happen to us weeks or months or sometimes even years down the road. You have the spirit of prophecy. You have prophetic insight because you have the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the living God. And he is not bound by linear time. He is not bound by the same rules of time and dimension that we are, because he is the Spirit of the living God. He knows the beginning from the end, just as God knows the beginning from the end. And when you listen to the counsel of the Holy Spirit, sometimes the Holy Spirit will warn you about things to come. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will give you prophetic dreams and visions about things to come. And other times the Holy Spirit may speak to you about something that's happening to you right at that time, and maybe ask you to flee or to duck down or jump one way or the other. And as you listen to the Holy Spirit, he will teach you the truth in all things. The Holy Spirit will never lie to you. The devil is the liar. He is the murderer from the beginning. And he speaks from his father, the liar of all lies. But the Holy Spirit only speaks what he hears from Jesus Christ, what he has been given by the Father through Jesus Christ. And so he will never lie to you. When you learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, when you are walking with the Lord Jesus, when you are being obedient to his commands in your life, you are going to receive the truth when the Holy Spirit speaks to you. And in verse 14 of that chapter, "He will glorify me," Jesus said, "he will glorify me, and he will take of what is mine, and he will declare it to you. And all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine, and he will declare it to you." And so Jesus said, I have what the Father has. The Father has what I have. They're not the same persons. They are individual, but they are in complete unity and complete agreement. And whenever one of them speaks to you, whenever the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you know that he is receiving from the Father what has been given to him to speak to you. That is a wonderful thing, to have prophetic insight. That is a great insight to be able to know in every circumstance that you can ask the Holy Spirit to give you counsel. You can ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom, and you will know in situations that in your human understanding, in your human wisdom, you would never ever be able to discern or know maybe what is coming or what is best for you in some situation. But if you ask the Holy Spirit, he will give you that counsel, he will give you that wisdom, and it comes from Jesus Christ. You may not understand it. In fact, there are times when you may even be perplexed by it. There are times when you may scratch your head and say, I can't believe the Holy Spirit is telling me that, because it doesn't make any sense to me in my human wisdom. But when you learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, when you learn to receive His counsel, He will teach you and He will take you into the truth in every situation. He will take you into the truth in all things. Well, the second point I want to make is that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. Besides fulfilling what John the Baptist said about the baptism and the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, it was also a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy, and this we find in Joel, the minor prophet, as they say, minor prophet Joel, who lived approximately 795 to 755 BC, or 755 years before Jesus Christ walked on this earth. The prophet Joel was speaking, and it's a small book. It's only three chapters, and it talks about the pouring out of the Holy Spirit here in the second chapter in verse 28. And the prophet Joel says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also on my men servants and my maid servants I will pour out my Spirit in those days. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Well, this prophecy was given by Joel, and we know that it was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. It was fulfilled as the disciples were obedient, and they waited in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father. Jesus told them to wait, and they only had to wait 10 days. They waited 10 days. They prayed. They were in one accord. They waited, and the promise that was given to them by the Father then was poured out on them at that day on Pentecost. And if you look at this prophecy, it's a pretty amazing prophecy. There's many different things that take place here. Your sons are going to prophesy. Your daughters are going to prophesy. Your old men are going to dream dreams. Your young men are going to see visions. Your maid servants are going to receive. Your manservants are going to receive. And then you're going to see wonders in heavens and wonders on the earth. And you see many of these things happening today. We're in a series of blood moons. The third has just passed at Passover just a month ago or so. And we now are approaching a fourth blood moon coming up this fall. And so we are seeing wonders in the heavens. We're seeing wonders on the earth, great earthquakes. They say this earthquake that recently hit in Nepal, it actually lifted up the city of Kathmandu 3 feet, and it actually lowered Mount Everest by a few inches. And so we're seeing great wonders on this earth and wonders in the sky. And not only that, prophecies, the prophets all over the earth are crying out for people to get right, for people to get ready, that Jesus is coming back, and the prophets are calling people to account. They're saying, get ready, because the end days are here, and they're saying to everybody, get right with the Lord, turn from your wicked ways. The prophets are dropping the plumb line, and they're bringing correction, they're bringing instruction, they're bringing exhortation and encouragement and edification. And so if you have the Holy Spirit of God in you, you have the prophetic insight. So start prophesying, start listening to the Holy Spirit, and start prophesying over your friends, prophesy over your neighbors, prophesy if you have ministry. Start listening to that Holy Spirit and start prophesying things to come. God has given me and blessed me with many prophetic dreams over a series of many years. When I was a young man, I started to have prophetic dreams, but I was not too obedient to listen and to obey them. And in recent years, I've been, thankfully, praise God, more obedient to step out and be obedient when God gives me a prophetic dream or a vision, to speak the words that God would call me to speak, and that is his desire for you, beloved. That is his desire, that you would be bold in your prophetic insight, be bold in your prophetic declarations. And I want to tell you a dream here that the Lord just gave me recently. It was in February of this year, and the Lord showed me, I was in my hometown, and I was looking to the west, and the Lord showed me a giant tornado that was dropping down out of the sky, dropping down out of some very angry and billowing dark clouds on the western horizon. And this tornado, this very huge tornado, dropped down, and it started to come towards me. I was about 6 to 10 miles away from it, and it started to come towards me, and I was frightened. I knew that I had to warn the people that destruction was coming. I knew that I had to get the word out that destruction was coming. And so I have made that dream public. I have broadcast that dream over my radio program. And I want you to know, brothers and sisters, this isn't to frighten you. This isn't to try to terrorize you or scare you in any way. It's just to let you know that I believe there is a destruction coming, not necessarily for the town that I was in, not necessarily for myself, but for this nation. I believe there is destruction coming. I believe it's going to happen this summer. There was three different things in the dream that the Lord showed me that maybe gave me a sense of timing that I believe I have a feeling or a sense of timing that the Holy Spirit was trying to instruct me. The first was that I was in town looking at this tornado start to form. I was selling tomatoes, which speaks to me of midsummer here. July is when the tomato harvest comes in, and there is a time from July up until about October when people pick tomatoes and sell tomatoes, canned tomatoes, all that stuff of tomatoes. And so I believe the Lord was saying it's going to be in the summer. And the second thing that I saw that gave me a sense of timing was I looked out towards some wheat fields, and there was combines in the fields running through the ripe wheat, through that golden ripe wheat like we get here in western Kansas. And these combines, when they saw the storm start to form, when they saw these dark clouds start to form, the combines began to speed up. And that's very typical when you are in the wheat field. The combines, when the drivers see a thunderstorm start to form, why, they want to get that wheat in, and they want to get in as much wheat as they can before it gets rained on. When it gets rained on, it takes the test weight down, or if there's hail in the clouds, it might destroy the wheat crop. And so they start to speed that combine up, and that's what I was watching also, was the speed up of that combine. And this also is an activity that takes place here in western Kansas, starts in late June, goes up to mid-July, sometimes late July, depending on the year. And so that will also gave me a sense of timing of June to July, late June to July. And the third thing was I was carrying a bag of alfalfa seed on my shoulder, and many farmers out here plant alfalfa. It's a common crop. They plant it to build the soil. It's a legume, and it's a nitrogen-building crop, and so they receive alfalfa seed to plant either in May up until about mid-August. So that also is a summer activity that's very common here in the plains and in western Kansas. And so those three things, I believe the Holy Spirit was giving me a clue about that destruction, that tornado that was coming. So I ask you, beloved, to be in prayer. I ask you to pray for this nation. If my people are called by my name, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then the Lord says, I will hear their prayer from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Well, beloved, our land needs lots of healing, but I believe if we get on our knees and pray, I believe if we spend time in intercession for this nation, for our leaders, for our president, for our Supreme Court and our local elected officials, if you spend time in prayer, I believe this destruction, this destructive tornado, and it isn't necessarily a tornado. It could come, this destruction, in many different forms. I believe it could come as terrorist attack. I believe it could come as famine, continued drought and famine, pestilence. I don't know how it's going to come, but I believe God has given me a warning, and I'm giving you that warning to speak it out over the people, to speak it out. And I'm speaking it out today so you can tell your friends, tell your neighbors. Prepare physically, get some water, get some food, but more than that, prepare spiritually that you are ready. No matter what comes, no matter what circumstance or situation, that you are ready and that you will be prepared. If the Lord calls you home, or you'll be prepared to minister to someone else, you'll be prepared to survive and thrive, not just survive, but thrive in any situation, no matter what comes. I believe there's destruction coming, and it could happen in any city. It could be a coordinated attack of terrorists in many cities around America. I don't know how it's going to come, but I know that the severity and the intensity of the attack can be lessened by the prayers of the saints, and that's what God calls us to do. He calls us to pray. If my people, that's us, that's those of us who believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, if my people who are called by my name, we are the ones, the Christians. Judgment begins in the house of God. And so we are called to be in prayer. We are called to intercede for this nation, for those who don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And so as we're called to intercede, as we are called to lift up our prayers toward heaven, God hears our prayers. He will forgive our sin, and He will heal our land. And so I just pray that you would take this seriously, this warning. Joel said that the old men would dream dreams, that the young men would see visions. The reason why God gives us that prophetic insight is so that we will know the truth in every situation, that we will be able to discern truth from fiction, that we will be able to discern good from evil. And God wants us to not be caught flat-footed. He does not want us to be caught unaware. He wants us to be prepared physically with food, with water, not so we can just hoard it for ourselves, but that we can share it with our neighbor, that we can bless someone else in the name of Jesus with a drink of cold water or a basket of fruit or something to eat when they are hungry. And we know that it is God's will that the kingdom spread and the kingdom be blessed and that the kingdom of God receive the glory when these kinds of calamities happen, when these kinds of incidents happen, natural disasters or whatever it is that is coming upon the land, that we be ready, that we be able to minister through that situation, and we bring glory and honor to the kingdom of God through whatever situation comes our way. Well, beloved, I pray that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today. I pray that you are confident that no matter what happens, that you are going to be resting in Him, that you not be anxious, that you be anxious for nothing, but in all things, through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to the Lord. So whatever it is that God is putting on your heart to pray about it, spend time in prayer, spend time in your secret place, spend time asking the Lord. Maybe He will give you prophetic insight about what's coming. Ask the Lord what is coming in your life. Ask the Lord what is coming for this nation so that you can be prepared, so that you can be prepared spiritually and you can be prepared physically to be equipped in every circumstance to take the gospel to those who don't know Jesus, to take the gospel to those who are lost and who are going to be in great distress and in great anguish about anything that would disrupt their life and anything that would bring destruction into their life. Well, I pray that you make a decision today to accept Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. If you do that, contact me. We're going to be giving you contact information here in just a minute. And contact me. Let me know that you're listening. Let me know that you appreciate these teachings. And I thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.